climate change will not only affect the UK's trees, it'll also affect the pests and diseases associated with them. The question is, though, will this shift in the balance be positive or negative? Professor Clive Brazier is from the Forest Research Agency UK.
So far as existing pests and pathogens are concerned, there's a fair consensus that quite a number of them will benefit from climate change, partly because we'll have warmer winters, which will allow a lot of insects to overwinter more effectively. We have warmer, wetter springs, probably, which will allow some pathogens to build up in considerable greater numbers. And we'll have droughts also on top of some of these other effects during the winter and spring period, which will exacerbate some of the diseases that have already occurred or pest infestations that have already occurred.
And what about new ones coming in? Is that likely?
Well, we are concerned that new and invasive pests and pathogens, which already, of course, are likely to be more damaging in some circumstances than native ones because they're not in balance with the hosts that we've already got here. We are concerned that because the hosts themselves also may be under greater stress, that the interaction between the invasives and the hosts may become more extreme because the ecosystem itself that they exist in will itself be more unstable, or the system between the host and the pest or the host and the pathogen will tend to be more unstable and therefore more influenced by other environmental variables such as climate change.
Because it's likely that some of the tree types that we have, particularly in the southeast of England, are going to change. We might lose some, we might gain others. Does that mean that these trees, in fact, may have no pathogens that will hassle them because, in fact, they've come in as new?
In actual fact, somewhat the same situation may apply as with invasive pests or pathogens because the new trees themselves will be out of their natural context to some extent, especially if they're exotic genera or actually forms of species that we don't already have here. So it's possible, in fact, that we could be in the same situation as with invasive pests and pathogens, that we'll see somewhat greater instability with these exotic hosts coming into the country. They won't be so ecologically well buffered, and there may also be narrow genetic populations, and so therefore less adaptable to pathogen and pest attack.
If we're seeing these sorts of changes amongst the pathogens and the pests, are we also likely to see a similar type of change between the predators that eat those pathogens and pests, or get rid of them at least? In a sense, will we actually ultimately find that our biodiversity will kind of find its own balance and it'll all be okay again?
These things are very difficult to predict from the point of view of the populations of pests and pathogens. But we're likely to see chain reactions, essentially, ecological chain reactions that we cannot really predict the details of because there are so many variables out there in the environment. But you're right to point out that the things that actually normally and naturally biologically control pests and pathogens themselves are going to be subject to climate change, but it's very difficult to predict what the effects of that will be.
Now, bearing in mind that all these things are so very difficult to predict, is there much that we can do, or is it just something we have to say, well, we're aware of it, let's wait and see?
One thing we can do, because there may be a greater risk issue with, on the one hand, non-native hosts and on the other hand, non-native pathogens, is to attempt to keep non-native pathogens and pests out more rigorously than we're doing at present. In other words, the invasive pests and pathogens that can cause us so much problem, such as Dutch elm disease and things like Asian longhorn beetle and so on. That on the one hand. Another argument that could be made is that because our native ecosystems and host pathogen systems have been co-evolved for a long, long time, that they may be ecologically more stable and more able to cope with climate change, say, than exotics. So there could be an argument for looking more closely at persisting with some of our native species, or maybe bringing in different genotypes of native species from other parts of the world, from Europe, for example, that might cope with the climate change better, but still sticking basically with some of the natives, which are better adjusted to our soil conditions, our climate conditions, and to the more complex ecosystem they normally live in.
That's Professor Clive Brazier.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.